Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend bets against your team, end the friendship. Or choose chill because you're drinking Coors Light with your buddy. Coors Light, choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
From SAP Center at San Jose, the Sharks face off against the Colorado Avalanche in Game 6 of the regular season, still looking for that elusive first victory. A great game on the road in Dallas without a win was followed up by two very disappointing losses in Chicago and most recently in Winnipeg. That game against the Jets on Friday night was an 8-3 defeat in which San Jose allowed four power play goals and three players who got four-point nights. Neil Pionk and Vladislav Nemestnikov each had one goal and three assists, and Cole Perfetti had two goals and two assists in the game. Clearly, the Sharks want to go in a different direction, but the good news is that Tyler Toffoli has goals in three straight games, including this power play goal at 11:43 of the first period in Winnipeg. San Jose's Gushin won a battle, got it to Toffoli, now gets it back behind the net, feeds it back to the point to Wallman, who winds up, who shoots, that's blocked by Iafallo, rebound near side, Toffoli fights for it, now work free here by the Sharks, Wennberg to the point, here's Wallman to the left circle, behind the back pass by Granlund, Wennberg shoots and scores! That was tipped in front of a net, 8:17 to play in period number one, a power play goal for the San Jose Sharks, and one of the players in front got his stick on it. I think it's going to be former Winnipeg Jet Tyler Toffoli. Luke Cunnan is also paying the price as he's blocking shots, throwing his body around, and that's resulting in offensive chances on the other end, including this goal, his first of the year, in the second period in Winnipeg.
Behind the net, Delandria trying to stick handle with it again. Back to the point, here comes the shot, and it's in front. Luke Cunnan, score! Luke Cunnan! Nice keep in by Cody Ceci. Delandria gets him the puck, and Luke Cunnan in a great position beats Hellebuck. That makes the score of the Jets 5 and the Sharks 2.
Mikael Granlund has four assists in the last two games, and Fabian Zetterlund has two goals in his last two. But they're facing a team that's really on a roll offensively. In five games played, Nathan MacKinnon and Cale Makar have points in all of them. MacKinnon with two goals and seven assists in that span, and Makar one goal and eight assists. Down 2-0 to the Anaheim Ducks in their most recent outing, the Avalanche came roaring back and MacKinnon got the game-winning goal in the final minute of overtime. That's exactly what the Sharks are facing today. An offensive buzzsaw that's going to be very, very tough to beat. Vitek Vanacek is expected to get the start in goal for the Sharks today as coach Ryan Warsawski continues alternating his goaltenders game by game. Vanacek did play 38 minutes of the last contest when Blackwood got yanked with the score 5-1 in favor of Winnipeg. But it wasn't Blackwood's fault. It was just a night in which things did not go well for the Sharks from start to finish. Both Will Smith and William Eklund, who missed the last game against Winnipeg, are expected to suit up for today's game, and that's a big boost for Sharks hockey. Speaking of boosts, how about the way the San Jose Barracuda have been playing? Most notably, goaltender Yaroslav Askarov. When we come back, we will review that and talk to Drew Amenda about that contest most recently against the Iowa Wild, a 5-0 win for the Cuda. That's next on the Teal Report. Great things going on with the San Jose Barracuda of the American Hockey League. John McCarthy's team came back to TechCU Arena yesterday and shut out the Iowa Wild 5-0. Yaroslav Askarov, a second shutout. Drew Amenda is with us here on the Teal Report. Drew, you were at the game. What about the one big save that he made, and what were the circumstances that were leading to it?
2-0 game at the time, third period. The San Jose Barracuda get a lucky goal, a deflection off of a Wild defenseman on his by his own teammate's pass into the net to make it 3-0. Right after that, the Iowa Wild come down the ice, odd man situation, have a turnover, puck goes across to Askarov's right. And it is a Danny, as wide open as a cage as you could possibly see. It's going in. No doubt about it. The Wild are going to be right back in the game. Would have been 10, 15 seconds, 20 maybe, after the Barracuda had scored. And Askarov comes across. He dives across and he sticks out that big glove of his and makes what Nick Nolenberger called a 10-bell save. Don't know what that means, but it was a 10-bell save. I was Like, you know what I could say, Danny? All I could say was absolutely wow. It was amazing.
Initial move by Hooley got around O'Rourke. And here's a big chance. Oh, my goodness. What a glove save by Askarov.
Are you kidding me?
He was dead to rights, and he reaches out with his big 6'3" frame. The crowd stands to its feet.
We're getting an idea of not only how absolutely wow Askarov is at the AHL level, we're also getting an indication of his athleticism. We've been told about it, but now we're starting to see it, aren't we?
Yeah, we really are. He is really an athletic goalie. And one thing that we really noticed was how good of a skater he is. He skates well. He gets out of the net quick and stops the puck and initiates breakouts. His side-to-side movement is extraordinary. Plus, he's a big kid. He's a big, big man. And so he covers a lot of net, but his side-to-side motion and his skating ability are incredible. Handles the puck well. And also what I like about him, Danny, he was named second star. He was pumped up. He came out, no mask, and he's getting the crowd going. He didn't do any push-ups off the net this time. He didn't close the door of the net like he did.
No chin-ups or anything like that.
In Ontario, when he got the shutout, he closed the door in the net. Apparently, you know, this one, he didn't do anything. He just came out and got pumped up. Fans loved him. Danny, this guy has got now 11 shutouts in his career in the AHL. He was dynamite last night. And it was a great game. It was a great game. It was a lot of fun to watch. And the Barracuda looked good.
Well, the Cuda outshot Iowa 42-26 in the game. And, you know, a young kid like Donovan Hoole, who got two goals, named the first star. I mean, that's the kind of thing you like to see. Askarov is maybe the logical guy, but this kid, how many times is he going to get two goals? And the one of them was shorthanded in the game, I understand.
Yeah, and it was a fun game to watch. It was a good crowd, almost, I think, over 4,000. And they loved it. The crowd was loud. And you know what? You know as well as I do. You have to win down there before you can win in the NHL. And the Sharks organization has put a lot of work and time and development and
money.
Cash, yeah, and money into developing that team. This could be a year where the Barracuda get back to the playoffs.
They scored two shorthanded goals yesterday and one on the power play. And I wanted to focus really quickly on the power play goal they got late to make it 5-0.
Easted will backhand it around the wall for Haltonen. Kenyoni, his shot, he scores! It's the first pro goal for Luca Kenyoni, and it's a power play strike. The Barracuda lead it 5-0.
Luca Kenyoni's first goal, assisted by Kasper Haltonen and Philip Biestad. These are three very important parts of the Sharks' future. How do they look?
Really good. Haltonen, he's a bruiser. He plays the body. He's a physical guy. Biestad, really good with the puck. He's their power play entry specialist. They do a double rollback, and he brings the puck in. He sees the ice that he wants, takes it, very calm with the puck. Very good. He was the key on that goal because he was screening Jesper Wallstedt, the Iowa goaltender. And Kenyoni's shot was what we saw Kenyoni do in the preseason. He looked good. Like, the one thing about Kenyoni is he doesn't look like he's a rookie. You know, he's very calm and relaxed. They've got a nice little ability to have a long runway with him. Maybe he goes back to the Winter Hawks. Maybe he stays, you know, what happens when Mook Mandula comes in, but he does not look out of place in the AHL. The guy scored 94 points in the dub last year playing for Portland.
He's got nothing left to learn there, I think. He's got to make sure he learns how to play a little bit of defense here against men, against pros. To me, he's going to be on the Barracuda, and who knows, maybe later in the year, if he continues the way he's developed, maybe he'll get a shot at the NHL level for a game or two. Maybe that's a little premature, but still, I'm really excited about him. I'm glad to hear about Haltonen. You know, Haltonen is a guy that can shoot. We already know that. But the fact that he can bring that to his game, given the fact that he's not an electrifying skater by NHL standards, you know, think Jonathan Chichu, but a better skater than that, but still the same concept in modern terms. That's a guy that maybe can be a good goal scorer for the Sharks if he develops that way.
Yeah, 100%. And the one thing I really liked about his game, as I said, was the physical, the snarl to his game. There's no lack of that with these young players in yesterday's game. And we saw it also in the preseason as well.
Join us for the Sharks and the Avalanche starting at 4:30 Pacific time today. Scott Hannon is with me on the call. Should be a fantastic game. I'm Dan Rusinowski. That's it for the Teal Report today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.